The Outlaws were managed by one of the first independent producers in the country, legendary innovator Joe Meek.
Lots of English musicians cut their teeth playing with Joe Meek. A slightly strange man by all accounts, very eccentric. He sort of created his own little fantasy world based in this very, very ramshackle homemade studio he had.
It was just, like, literally knee-deep in bits of tape. It really was. It was just, like, it was amazing to me. I loved it.
He helped to popularise, if not invent, lots of techniques that we now take for granted, such as overdubbing and treating sounds and getting special sound effects and so forth.
I learnt so much off Joe Meek. I mean, I can remember we did an instrumental called Swinging Low, The Outlaws. Down, 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 down. And we did about 7 or 8 takes, I suppose, and Joe Meek said, that's it. I thought, well, we ain't got one where we're all playing good in it. He went, don't worry about it. He said, I'll sort that. And I really didn't know what he meant. I didn't know anything about editing at all. Didn't know it existed. Then he showed me, said, oh, well, you just get the tape like that. Cut that out. It's a bass break there. Anyway, we came back a week later. He said, yeah, I said, play your latest single. He said, this is going to be a hit. And it did, actually. It got in the top 50 anyway.
But for all his skills as a producer, Joe Meek was not a trained musician.
He knew what he wanted. He had a very good commercial ear in his way. But he couldn't play anything, and he couldn't sing in tune. And I was pretty good at figuring out what he meant. He would sing his tune. He knew what he meant, but he would be completely out of tune. He'd go off key. And then he would give it to me, this demo, and say, here's my latest song, Chaz. Can you work it out for the boys and write the chords out and that? I would go home and then try and decipher what he meant, write down the chords and come back and teach the guitar player the melody and away we'd go.
In 1963, the Outlaws went on camera for Live It Up, a feature film promoting Joe Meek's up-and-coming bands.